meeting is now being recorded.
Okay. Thanks. So, please let's start with the roll call. Okay, so thanks everyone for joining today's call. I think it will be our last call in 2016. As you can see in the agenda, we have several items to cover for today. Please let me know if you have any objection or you want to add something to the agenda. Okay, hearing none, so I guess we can start with the first agenda items, and which is about a review of action items. Is it possible, please, to go to the next slide so we can see the agenda items? Yeah, thanks. So we, since from the last call, we have those action for follow-up. The first one is still ongoing. As you may see in the mailing list, we got a document from the Public Responsibility Department, and we will follow up with other related ICANN staff to get more data. Maybe by suggestion we can have in the next call, we can have them, and we just maybe to ask some question and for a clarification. For the second action items, also there was a call for volunteers to draft the question, and we got several, some members of the subgroup who want to participate in drafting the questions, which is also related to the third action items. We have first drafts of the questionnaire, and we will we'll cover that in the fourth agenda items and try to work out the questions. For the fourth action items, thanks for everyone for the comment in the strongman document. Well, I think we are making some progress there, but also there are some maybe some questions we need to answer. So this is that was about the action items, so we will continue working on some of them. And looking here if you you have any question or comment about them. Okay, thanks. So I guess we can move to the next agenda item, which is a second reading of the strawman document. Is it possible, please, to share the document in the Adobe Connect? Yeah, please.
Correction, Rafik. It is actually the third reading of the strawman document.
Yes. We are there, yep. Okay, yeah, Fiona, you want to, just to kind of to recall which section we were in the last call.
Okay, just for purposes of clarity, this is our third reading. For those who have not been with us, this is the third reading of the strawman document, and we have gone through it two other previous times, and the issues raised in the first reading had to do with issues of dealing with physically challenged participants. We wanted the meeting staff to come in today to share with us how they deal with requests and whether and how frequently those requests come in, to just understand how diverse the participation of the ICANN meetings is. The second issue was meeting language. There was a request to consider having alternate languages being used for the different meetings so that then all the seven languages get to be used so that it's not just English-driven, but you have some sessions going on in one of the other seven languages that ICANN offers translation services for. Then there was the issue of, third was the issue of gender and how to deal with gender diversity without having to go into details of sexual orientation so that then we stick to the binary gender groups. Then fourth was the leadership reflections on diversity. So we also have some questions going to the board that would have the board answer in terms of policy within ICANN on diversity and how that is been developed and where we are at. Fifth was ICANN's handling of public data and how the data is managed. Then during the second reading, we had questions now coming through on what the SEs and SOs need to be asked in terms of feedback for diversity. What kind of mechanisms do they have in place? Where are they at? What structures have they had in place, and how do all these come into play on enhancing diversity within ICANN? There was the question of what next steps need to be taken in terms of enhancing diversity, and then the challenge of how to maximize diversity when the size of the group that is being looked at is also very limited. And so we concluded that at the end of the day, we would need to work towards developing diversity guidelines that would be relevant and also adding value to the different parts of ICANN. And there was the issue of bringing Chris gifts to the next meeting to discuss how they manage the data that they collect during registration and the data that they get on the in terms of what goes to the website. And then Rafiq had recommended that we talk to the DPRD department at ICANN and see what they have in terms of the data that they collect. And that puts us to where we are at now, where we were to have staff discuss with us data collection and how they handle the data. We asked for call for volunteers. We've started drafting the questions. And we need to address any other pending issues on the straw man. For those who have not been with us and there are issues we may have left out, this is now where you really need to come in and give us your views on the straw man document and what may have been left out. And at the end of the day, see how to be able to maximize diversity. And with that, if we go back to the main document, one of the things that occurred to me as I was preparing for this call is we talked about diversity, staff diversity within ICANN staff, and we didn't go into details of how this is enhanced or implemented, or on what guiding principles, what are the underlying principles of ensuring staff diversity within ICANN. So that for me is one thing that I think is pending that we may need to think about and discuss. If we are going to be looking at diversity as an issue that needs to be reviewed periodically, then that means we cannot ignore the importance of staff diversity in serving the diverse community that ICANN makes an effort to reach out to serve. So from where is it, I think, yeah, where I open up the floor for feedback.
Okay, thanks, Jana, for this summary of the different readings of the version 2 of the Strawman. So if I may react, at least for the data collection and the staff, I think we can organize a call with them, probably maybe the first one in the next month, and invite the different ICANN staff involved in the data collection, either for ICANN meeting registration or the registration in the website itself, in conference and so on. So we can organize that, and that's in fact a follow-up of the previous action item. And we got already a document from ERGIS, from the public responsibility department, and I see already there was some suggestion from Matthew in the mailing list to discuss with them and really to ask some question in how they can, maybe they define those data and so on. If I may comment also, I am hearing about the gender diversity. I'm not sure that kind of we can really restrict ourselves to a binary meaning of gender. My understanding that several countries even acknowledge that there are more than two, and so I think this is maybe a topic for discussion. Sorry, I didn't attend the call then when there was this discussion, but I think this may be something that should be discussed more further. Okay, so let's see if those in the call want to ask question or other comment. And also, there was several comment added lately to the document, so we may try to go through them and answer. Nobody in the queue? Okay. So we received, I think, comment from ML, and I think she's in the call. And it was about if she was asking if diversity elements should be considered in PTI and review teams, and said, I mean, the new entities have been affiliated to ICANN after the transition. I think we may are already covering the review teams, but I think it's a fair question about the PTI. So maybe if anybody want to respond to that, or having any comment about this? So should we also cover the PTI too, in terms of diversity? Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafik. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you well.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rafik. Yeah, I wanted to take this opportunity. When we discussed this issue on Workstream 1, one of the important points was to have the question of diversity taking into account by all the new groups, not just PTI, but all the group around the CSC, whatever groups created need to take that into account. And I guess it was on the document made by the Workstream 1. I don't know if it's on the Strawman, but when we talk about ICANN, we need to talk about ICANN as a whole, including PTI as a subsidiary, including all the group around the IANA transition who were set up for in that purpose, but also all the group we will be creating in the future, if any. Of course, to the review teams and so on and so forth. But that needs to be added if it's not already, but it was in the mind of Workstream 1 for sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. Yes, the Workstream 1 document is referred in the Strawman, and I think there was even some quoting from there. I guess it's probably good to kind of maybe put to list the different structure and entities, just to maybe not necessarily to be exhaustive, but at least to highlight the different area we want to cover. So thanks again for reminding us about that document, and I think it's kind of important to refer it when needed, so we are not reinventing the wheel here again. So okay, and just as a reminder, the Strawman is really as document trying to elicit your comments and input, so that's why we call it Strawman. It's not the final document, it's really to get your feedback. Okay. I am seeing some comment about the language and multilingualism in the chat. Maybe those who are making them, maybe they want to elaborate more, or what they are suggesting that we add to the document. Okay, thanks, Finn. So I think you cannot speak. So, okay, trying to read quickly. Okay. Yes, Yuna.
I just want to find out from Rachel. Rachel Pollack, when she says that we need to mention ICANN's commitment to multilingualism, does she mean that we refer to the specific bylaws on multilingualism, or what exactly is she referring to?
Okay, so thanks, Fiona. And, I'm not sure if Rachel can pick up, or she will try to respond in the chat. In the meantime, I think we can go to Sebastian, since he's in the queue. Yes, Sebastian?
Yes, thank you very much, Rafi. It's also because I saw some... Yes, sorry. The time to connect. There are some comments on the chat, and I think they need to be discussed, answered. And where Lito asked about do we need to consider privacy, yes, definitely, and it's why we were planning to have staff coming to tell us how they gather information or not, and if they gather the information, what is the way the privacy is taken into account. But it's something we need to discuss and find the best solution, because we can't act if we don't have the data, but in the same time, we don't want that the data be linked with one person that everybody knows about that. And I just gave an example. If you try to find the age of the board member, good luck, and tell me what you found. For myself, I just found, because it was an official publication, the age of Steve Crocker, but nobody else. And if we want to act, yeah, we can say, yes, we want younger people, but what is the current age of all the board member? I don't know. And I don't know if somebody has it. If I can ask this information, then it could be interesting to have the data aggregated and delivered. Not to say that you are 32 or 43, but for example, what is the middle age and so on. And it's something we need to take into account in our work, definitely. Regarding the question of the language, there are two things we need to take into account. It's how we interact within the community, and that maybe we can stick with the seven language, even if I know that there are people who would like to add, but it will be very, very expensive. It is expensive for ICANN, but it will be very expensive. That's one thing we need to look to language. But the other thing is to look at how ICANN, they name them organization and the staff, is dealing with their customer, with the users, with end users, and that's, of course, for example, if you have a CCTLD with a specific Indian language, it's better if at least someone within ICANN has both the knowledge of the business and the knowledge of the language. But that's an additional topic, or two different topics we have to take into account. Thank you.
Thanks, Sébastien. I think with regard to the data collection for, I think currently what we are trying to do is to see what we have already within ICANN and what are the efforts in terms of data collection. So kind of knowing the current state, or how they say in French, l'état des lieux. So knowing what we have, and then maybe we think later, at later stage, what we may need to collect, what kind of information, and for what, which purpose. And that one reason maybe we have to really check and to be careful in terms of privacy and so on. It's not just about privacy, because I think data collection may raise some legal question, depending what kind of information we are looking for, how we are going to use them, and so on. So this may be kind of something we need to care about in the future. With regard to the language, it sounds that we have different dimension for the language. Either what is used as a language to communicate, but also I see people are highlighting about IDNs and so on. So maybe we need to elaborate more. But still, it's really about to understanding the current state. So always reminding that we should not jump to a specific recommendation and so on. So to not miss something, it's really to understand what's the current situation. I see Renat in the queue. Yes, Renat, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafika. Renata here. Yes, I was just trying to clarify a few things. I've sent another link. I had the strawman, which has a few more additions. I'm not sure if they're not there. Maybe they have not been in yet, or just asking. And also, two observations on the AFRI, actually, on the leadership stats sent over in that material, that's very comprehensive material. There was also a comment on breakdown of statistics for SO or AC. I think that would be very interesting. For instance, leadership in the technical community and gender, leadership in the end users, non-commercials will be very different. Also, the data collection thing, indeed, looking at the data we already have, there are some factors of diversity that are not counted in this data, but there are some that may, and for specific groups, for instance, how many people need physical special assistance, accessibility in ICANN meetings. So I was just wondering if there is something that we should look into to maybe reference right now. Yes, I guess that would be it for now. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Renata. Yeah, I think there was, I think what we are trying to do is to see what exists already as data, and also understand how those data are collected. I'm not sure there is a standard way within ICANN and kind of let's say systematic way to collect the data. So when we understand that, I think we can really figure out how things can be improved, but still we need to understand why we are collecting all this data and why what we are trying to achieve with it. Okay, with regard to leadership, I think it's also important, maybe as we try to do for the ICANN structure, is to kind of to be more specific and try maybe to list, not necessarily be exhaustive, but list of them, as you say, like maybe officers and the SOACs, stakeholder group, constituency, maybe leadership within the, I'm not sure, the board and so on, is to go more in specifics in terms of what we are defining as leadership. The concern is that we may use the same wording or term to mean different things depending of the group. So maybe we need to agree on some definition here when we use those terms. Okay. Any comment or question? Okay. So, okay, I'm trying to go through the comments and the document. And I just see that Rachel added some comment about I think, let me see, the geographical diversity and how is defined probably for the ICANN, the board. Also, there are some comments about people with disabilities and sounds we have to kind of use kind of specific term and to agree on it and to be consistent. So because it sounds that we are using different terminology here, physically challenged persons and so on. So it sounds that the suggestion is to use people with disabilities since it's acceptable legal term, and also to clarify that with regard to accessibility. So I think accessibility is to, needed as a condition to make the meetings or the ICANN environment in general accessible to people with disabilities. So it's they are two related concepts. But I'm looking for further comment here. So yes, Fiona, please go ahead.
There was feedback. I'm not quite getting who had suggested, but there was a proposal to consider breaking down geographical representation to geographic and then regional. And I, for me, from where I sit, I'm not quite understanding the difference, because if we are talking about geographical diversity, and we've said that it will we look at it in terms of the region one lives in and the region one was born in, because sometimes people are born in one region and end up living in another. So then you want to achieve a balance of geographical diversity, would have to look at a combination of factors within the geographical diversity, which include the region you live in, you reside in, and the region you call your home region, where you, for example, me being from Africa, I live in Africa right now, I could get a job that puts me in Europe. How do I then get positioned if we're looking at geographical diversity within ICANN? Am I going to be, as a resident of Europe, now do I become be counted as Europe, or do I get counted as African? And I think those are the things that are very important in us being able to achieve a balance in diversity. And so my understanding is that geographical representation is the holistic term that would cover several facets that need to be considered when looking at geographical diversity. But when we start breaking it down to having geographic and then separately again having regional diversity, it brings a bit of confusion in the elements of diversity that needs a bit more effort in providing clarity in. So I want to suggest, if we can have that conversation, think about it, and at one point have that conversation and realize within each of the elements of diversity, we are going to have some key pointers on what makes that element important. So for geographical, for example, we'd be looking at the region and regional issues and how these two regional aspects of where you live and where you're born interplay to achieve geographical diversity. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It sounds, in fact, I see the comments about this geographical and regional diversity in both documents on Struman and I think the questionnaire. So we guess we may need to clarify that. So I think for my understanding, Renata used it regional diversity, but it doesn't mean necessarily like talking about UN region like Africa or Latin American Caribbean, but even to be more kind of really more specific, like calling as regional region, I think Amazon and so on. So maybe she can clarify that. And maybe elaborate the comments you made previously, but it's a fair point that we need to agree on that, so to avoid the confusion. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafik. I wanted to follow on this discussion. Two points. The first one is that with NICAN, we have five regions. And those five regions are organized differently than the one from the IRs or other international organization and it's still under review by a working group, but it's taking care of reviewing this situation, and I guess the report is somewhere between the working group and the board, maybe onto the board ends, and they have to discuss that and to decide about any evolution. And yes, we know that part of a country could be called a region, or part of a continent could be called a region, and the word region in itself can have different meanings, and it's why we have a little trouble to discuss that. But for ICANN, it's a five different region. And the other point is that, in fact, you could belong to one region if you was born and you live in the same region. You have just one region. But if you live in one region differently than the one you were born, then you have possibly two regions. And today the situation is that it's, I would say both self-decision and the best choice when people are elected or selected to one position. But it gives some quite interesting situation where if you take board member, they live just after they were born in another region, but they are still belonging to the region they were born. Maybe we need to discuss a little bit more about do we have some how we can deal with those two regions. Because if you take, for example, the current board, if I am not mistaken, you have at least three current members of the board who live in another region, but the one they belong to as board member. Is it a problem? I don't know, but it's something we need to have in mind and maybe make some suggestion on that. And I took the board because it's easy, the information, it's quite simple to get, but it's the same thing for other and I recall one ALAC member who was put by the non-com in ALAC who were living in Japan and were considered as a European because he was born in Europe. And it's something not just for the board. But we have to take that into account, I think. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. I may have an opinion here because it applies to myself too. It's really complicated, and even when I was in the NOMCOM, it's something we discussed because at the end there is no kind of specific definition within ICANN. Is it the country of residence? Is it the country of birth? And even some people say it's where you pay your tax or not, and so on. So it's kind of not defined. And being myself a Tunisian living in Japan, it's the question, can I really pretend to be someone from Asia-Pac because I live there? Or can I say that I'm from Africa because I still have ties with my countries and being involved in several projects there? So it's always complicated and tend to be more kind of self-declaration how the person feel about his ties to wherever he lives or where he comes from. So I guess maybe here we need to elaborate more in terms of how what does it mean exactly in terms of geographical diversity. So I don't have answer yet, but definitely it's a topic for discussion, and I think that it was raised several times in different spaces, and maybe it's this kind of question we can ask the SO and the ACES group how they thought about in their own kind of maybe internal discussion. So, okay. So we have 20 minutes left in this call, and we still have to cover the questionnaire. But I see that we raised several kind of topics we need to discuss and follow up. It's really appreciated that all those comments, and I encourage everyone to put as much as possible your comments in the strawman, so we it will help us to resolve and add those texts so we can create a new document, and hopefully it won't be strawman, but it's really to go to the next step is to work on the, following the template of our report. Okay. If there is no further comment regarding the strawman, I guess we can move to the next agenda items, which is about the questionnaire. Yvette, can you please? Yeah, thanks. Okay, thanks. So, Yvette, that I think that's the first draft, before the comment, added today. First I want to give credit to Julie, who, provided, kind of helped us to draft, those initial questions, so kind of to start the discussion. And so we have this this first set of questions, but let me share the current document in Adobe Connect. Okay, so we maybe just to remind the purpose here is we are trying to get feedback from the SO, SEs, and maybe the RALOs, the stakeholder group, and the constituency within GNSO regard their understanding of diversity and sharing with them the elements we are thinking about diversity, and also to ask them what they are implementing as a policy or procedure and the practice in terms of diversity. So to collect information about the current state on how the different group are implementing diversity mechanisms. So first question, as you see, we listed the different element of diversity, and we are asking kind of here maybe what are the which of these element of diversity are important to those groups. I'm not sure if we are asking them here about some ranking or just to highlight to kind of choose top three or top five or whatever of those elements. And then we are asking them if they are having any other additional elements of diversity that we can add to our list. There was a third question suggested by Pam, and I think maybe we need your comments here. So the third question is, do you believe interest and viewpoints from Africa, Asia, Pacific, and Latin America, Caribbean region are proportionally represented within your SO, SE group, and its leadership? I'm not sure. So I'm not sure what the meaning about are proportionally represented. Yes, Sebastian.
Thank you very much for all this proposal. I would like first to suggest that we try not to have too much question, because when we start to discuss that, I was not seeking about a questionnaire, but more a series of questions that we as member of this group and participant in whatever SOAC and ASAP groups, we can bring some of this information on some answers. Here we are starting to be more official and to have a point of view. That's something we need time. It will take time for ASO and ASC to answer, and it will take time for us to review those answers. That's the first point. The second, I think we need to send that to each SO and ACs, and if they consider that they need to get it to their other group, it was done like that for the SO and AC accountability. I think we need to give that decision to SO and ACs. The third point, I don't think that this questionnaire could be a way to rank something. If we want to do that, then we need to have a more broader people or respondent than just one leader in SO and ACs. It could be a study, a review, more thorough about those. But I am not sure that asking what are the main topic for the future. What is currently taken into account? Yes, definitely. But if it's important or not unimportant, it's another question from once again from my point of view. And it's my feedback, and sorry to be a little bit blunt on that, but I think 11 questions will be too much, and we have just, I think we need to target on what we consider the more important questions for asking to SO and ACs leaders. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sebastian. I think for now people are suggesting different questions, but at the end we have to kind of do trimming and to really reduce the number and to see what we are trying to get. And I acknowledge that one of the issue when we are asking input from SO and ACs and any group within ICANN, they are already receiving a lot of requests for input, so we have to be mindful and also strategical on that matter. So reducing the number is one approach, and also to kind of maybe be more clear what we are asking them exactly. So now I think people are just suggesting, and then we can work later on kind of maybe reducing the number and to kind of pick what how to say, like maybe the top five or top four question we think we need to get response. And so I also see comments from George about what are the aspects we are asking the SO and ACs. Again, it's just really we're trying to figure out what is the kind of information we are collecting from them. At this level, we are trying to understand what the SO and ACs understand in terms of diversity and what they are doing at their level. But yes, we can ask them what they think about enhancing diversity for the whole or across ICANN. So we can cover both. So, and this is also mean that we need to balance the question if we just to, because at the end it's, there is only one question about diversity in general for ICANN. What most of what we have are really about kind of how the SO and the ICs are working on diversity at their level. Okay, so yes, so the thing is, now we have this question. This is really, again, it's kind of straw man. So any suggestion for wording or what you think, if you are really, you want to highlight specific questions or really, it would be really helpful. So it's just, we are at really the initial phase for the questionnaire. So no, Ari, we don't need more than five. And this is, I think, why we may need to agree what are the top five questions we need to respond. As a matter of fact, the initial draft was included, I think, five or six questions. But those it became 11 after several suggestions. So. Yes, Avery?
Hi, this is Avery speaking. No, I was referring to, if we're trying to collect information and such, it would seem to me that questions 5, 6, 7, and 8 are the ones that we need to ask. And as, what practices do you have? What do you measure? What are your measures? And do you have informal practices? The rest of it, and somehow seems to go into the work that this group's supposed to be doing, in terms of figuring out the various forms and various importances. So I wasn't saying do we need more than five questions. I'm saying do we need more than questions 5 through 8. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Avery. So you're saying from 5 to 8, it's more what we should ask the SO and ACs, which is basically about their current policy and the practice in terms of diversity. Okay. Yes, Fiona.
When I read through all the questions, I think that there are some that are repeating themselves. There's quite a bit of repetition in terms of the information we're looking for, but you're just asking for it differently. And I think what would help us is if the group of volunteers that had agreed to come and help work on the questionnaires, on the questions going out, if they could begin to just look at these and fine-tune it so that we have at least not more, to say, for example, not more than 4 or 5 questions that are most relevant to the ESOs to give us feedback so that we can be able to then put together our recommendations put together whatever suggestions we may have on what needs to be done to enhance diversity. If it is going to be something for review teams to do, then that will be information we shall get out of the questions, because I'm seeing some being repeated, but just in different words.
Okay, so I think now we have this document and the group of volunteers, but all the whole subgroup, they can work directly there. I guess we can kind of try to see the overlap and reduce the number. Also, maybe working with the suggestion from Avery about the question from 5 to 8. Or at least, yeah, okay, we can maybe separate in different patches and see what we should keep. Okay, so probably, I'd say, based on the different comment I am seeing in the chat and I'm hearing, we can try to work on a second version and something more clean, maybe, and see to get maybe more kind of to see more comments and or to do some polling on that. Avery, I see your your hand is raised. Is it an old? Okay, it's an old hand. Okay. So, okay. Okay. So we will try to kind of rework this question based on your comments, and hopefully provide a new version within this week. I understand that many among us will be in holidays, but I think for some of us also, holidays is a good opportunity to catch up for some work. So let's we will try to come with a new version, something more clean. And please add your comments or suggestion for wording and so on in the document. It will be really helpful for us in term of editing. Okay. So we have 3 minutes left in the call. If there is no further comment about this, I guess we can move to the next agenda item, which is any other business. Is there any topic that you would like to ask or you would like to ask or to share? Okay. There is none. I assume that that's it for today's call. I want to thank everyone for joining and for helping to move forward with the straw man and the questionnaire. We will try to make some progress before the start, the beginning of the holidays. And also we will start planning for the next call next year. And also probably to do some planning. Thanks everyone. Happy holidays and see you soon. The call is adjourned. Thanks.